I made my first Holy Communion at the Convent of the Sacred Heart. It was a lovely school. We had uniforms, both for winter and summer. We had to have 3 or 4 pairs of shoes, but of course we couldn't because my mum didn't have the coupons. But we had to go with our shoes, and as soon as we got to the convent, we had to change them so we could use just for the inside. Then we had our PE shoes as well. We got the bus, the 9 bus or the 73 bus from outside the hotel to near the school. So all our friends that we were at the school, we all went together. And yes, we were taught geography and history and, you know, all the main subjects.
Were you, did you feel excited to be in London? Or?
It didn't bother me. I had to be here. So I took it for granted that this was going to be my life until the war finished.
And what about if there was an air raid at school?
Oh, it was always at lunchtime. So we had to leave the dining room and go somewhere else and hide under our desks until it cleared, and then we went back again. When the school finished, we never used the front door. It was the side doors down the road. And we had prefix at the end, so we wouldn't go into the tax shop and buy anything. And then get the bus and come home. We were nearly always lucky that the raid never went until we were back home. I think the air raids were usually when we were having dinner, either at school or in the hotel.
Can you remember being frightened?
Yes, because as soon as we were in the third floor, so we had to go down. It was like 5 floors by the time you came down. Yes, I was very frightened. And I used to get out of the room and run downstairs. And then I got worried because I didn't see anybody else of the family. Of course, my mother was elderly. She had to look after the elderly people. They took longer. But of course, and then in those, at the beginning, we used to sleep downstairs in corridors, long corridors that we had. And everybody on chairs then. And my brother used to get annoyed because he wanted to sleep and stretch. And of course, my mum and my auntie used to sit one next to the other so that he could lie down. He was never comfortable. Yes, and then I did enjoy the school. I looked forward to going to school every day. Sometimes we would walk to school, which my mum never liked. She said it was too dangerous to walk to school. We took the bus but came back walking. And then, of course, I made my first Holy Communion there, and I did it in the chapel in the school. And I was the only one from Gibraltar because we needed our birth certificates. And I had it, but some of the girls didn't, and they had to wait. It was sent from Gibraltar. So I had it with the English girls. We had a nice breakfast and everything there. And that I did it in March. And then in May, I was confirmed, but not at the school. It was in a church in High Street, Kensington. I've tried to remember what the church was, but I haven't. Because we didn't have the confirmation in the actual church. We had it like in a hall. And of course there was older people and, you know, young girls and that. And of course, my other friends didn't do it at the same time of me because they hadn't had the Holy Communion. That was 1942. When I had my both things, and lady made my dress for me, a long dress. You know, in those days we had long dresses with veils and that. Yeah, and the nuns were very good. They gave me a lovely book and a rosary and that. The nuns were very, very good to us. And I did go after the war. 1 year I went back to the school. And it was lovely to see it again.
And does it, as you remember?
Yes, I remember the corridors with all those beautiful paintings, the gardens, yes. And I have a little book, well, it's like a little envelope, and inside are all the pictures of the old school. I still got that.
It's still there?
It's still there. That's where
there's a church in Hammersmith. I know where the church is.
No. It used to be where the bus stops used to be, but I think all that's been changed. The Prime Minister before this one.
Tony Blair.
His daughter was going to that school.
Really? Mm-hmm. How funny. Catherine.
Yeah. She went to that school. And
yes, because Sherry's Catholic, wasn't
she?
Yeah.
Yes. So the girl went to that school. Yeah, when we went, it was a private school. My mum used to pay. But after that, it came more like a state school because my cousin's daughter, she went to that school as well.
So where was your mother getting the money from to pay?
My father.
So he was sending money?
Yeah, my father was sending money to here in England. And because my father, although he worked for Geraghty Mossey, it was also another company. I don't know.
Just explain what that is, Geraghty?
Geraghty Mossey was the company where my father was working.
And what was it?
It had to do with shipping. And they used to get the coal that used to come on the boats and bring it in. But that was, I remember always, it was an English fellow that used to come to the hotel, but, you know, with bowler hats and that, and he would come downstairs to the reception, and they would call my mum down, and he would hand my mum the envelope. And that was the money that my father was sending. I know it didn't come straight by the mail. It was always this fellow. Once a month he came.
So you said that you weren't there for the whole of the war. What happened in 1944 then?
Well, the thing was, my uncle died. He was ill. He didn't, not because of the war, but he had an operation and he died. Well, he left the two old ladies and all of us. My father said he was responsible for the whole family. When the people started coming back to Gibraltar, they would only allow my mum, my brother and me to come back. But because my father said no, that he wanted the whole family to come back, and they said no.
This is the British.
Yeah, yes, they wouldn't bring us back to Gibraltar, and they sent us to Ireland.
Why?
I don't know. Because it was silly. Because we weren't in Ireland that long when we were all brought back. So we went to Ireland, and we were put in camp. It used to be farms, but they built Nissen hats.
Where was it? Do you remember?
Was
it north or?
We used to go shopping in Ballymena. Yeah, North Island we went. There were lots and lots of camps for all the people from Gibraltar. Because my two aunties, my two cousins, they were in a different, because they lived in Bernardo's home, so they were sent into an. It depends from what hotel you came from. That's where the camps were.
I wonder why they didn't let you just carry on in the hotel. You had your life there by now.
Yes, but they had started bringing everybody back to Gibraltar. You see. And, of course, they wanted to bring back the people that their husbands had been left behind. My father came to see us for a month when we were, I think it must have been 42, 43, when my father came for a month to see us. The government sent the husbands over.
And what was that like for you? Because you hadn't seen, you know, you were still so little. And
yes. I used to write to my father a lot. My mother took a photograph of us every year and sent it to my dad so that he could see what we were like. Yes, and so I've got a lot of photographs. And then, we were sent to Ireland. We were in this camp, Camp 5, I think it was.
So did school stop then?
Well, yes, because I wasn't there long enough, I didn't go to school. But my friend, because her father was a school teacher, he was evacuated. So she then had to go to school over there because she stayed there longer. My aunties, they were there for over 2 years, but I wasn't. We were there maybe 4 or 5 months, and then they brought us back. We lived in this Nissen hut again, all of us. And we had to go to the restaurant for our meals every day. And then we just had a good time while we were there. If we wanted to go shopping, there was a farm across from us, and he had a red van, and he used to seat us at the back, just sitting on the floor, and he used to take us there so we could go shopping and then pick us up, and we had to pay him for taking us. I remember that.
But he was Irish?
Yes, the Irish farm across from us. A lot of the younger ones, they helped in the kitchen. You know, when I can't remember exactly who did the food, but I know a lot of the young ones were there in the kitchen. And then, of course, we were brought back from Ireland to Gibraltar.
Just one more thing about the bus going back to the camp. I mean, what were the conditions like? Were you warm enough? Did you have enough food?
The food, yes, we had, because we had to go to the restaurants that they had there, the dining rooms. And then we only had in the middle of the room one of these iron stoves. And, of course, my mum always had the kettle there and made us the tea and that. And that's what kept the room warm. But we came back, I think, to Gibraltar just as the war in 1945, just the war finished. Or just before the war finished, yes. We came back in August, end of August, beginning of September, I remember that.
So, obviously, you know, in a child's life, that's a very long time, 4 years, from yes. 6 till 10, you know, mm-hmm. or 7 till 11. Yeah. I mean, do you think you'd sort of forgotten about Gibraltar?
No, because my mum always spoke about it, and I could remember the house all the time. Because I pictured my dad being in the house and what it was like when we were there. Now, the family always talked about it.
Were people very upset when they were in England? I mean, do you remember people being upset and a lot of crying and so on?
I know my auntie and my mum used to talk a lot about it, you know. Are we going to survive? Are we going to be able to go back? We were lucky that because my dad stayed there, we had somewhere to go to. But my auntie didn't, because the house at my mum's sister, because her house was taken over by the military. So she didn't have anywhere to come back.
When did they give it back to her eventually?
She never got it back. I mean, we didn't own the houses, you know, we were all renting, but she never got it. And my auntie had to come back to England, and then my mum's auntie, she was lucky to have a one-bedroom house, and she claimed her. But because my uncle was here in England, and they couldn't get a house because there was no houses, very short of houses in Gibraltar, so they had to come back and live in England.